This is Ted Kennedy. Legislation on trade is in the home stretch, but all we hear from the Reagan administration is veto talk. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, Congress and the President are heading for a collision that doesn't have to happen on foreign trade. We're about to pass a long overdue bill to restore America's competitive position in the world and get tough on foreign nations that slam their doors on U.S. products. We'd also help workers about to lose their jobs by requiring companies to give notice before major plants are closed. And we'd find out who owns America by requiring foreign enterprises to reveal their investments in the United States. Those are worthwhile provisions, Al, and they have one thing in common. President Reagan says he'll veto the whole trade bill if it contains any one of them, let alone all three. What gives, Al? Those are effective ways to reduce the deficit on trade and help American workers. Talk sense to the president, Al. He doesn't need another veto override.
Ted, I have always been concerned by the high deficit figures, but they are not an excuse for some terrible special interest protectionism. President Reagan is absolutely right to be concerned about these killer amendments. Your favorite, plant closing proposal, would only throw some already shaky companies into bankruptcy. It would expose most businesses to costly litigation and would only discourage expansion. And when it comes to foreign investments, Ted, that's a reflection of the faith foreigners place in our economy. Foreign investment here means jobs, Ted, jobs to us. More trade is better than less trade. It's in everyone's economic interest. Foreign barriers are the big part of our problem. We've got to tear those down, Ted, not erect our own. This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the need to get tough when it comes to religious violence. We'll face off tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.